This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Every new hour that begins for What's on Your Mind, it feels like a birthday, another opportunity to have a conversation with the greatest radio audience on the face of the earth on four fantastic radio stations. One that has been serving the great state of North Dakota longer than the FCC's even been around. We're talking the 20s, ladies and gentlemen. That would be 550 K-Fire. Another that would be among the newer radio stations in the Dakotas, but one with a giant signal during the daytime, AM 1100, The Flag. KTGO, which has been part of the Bakken community, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, for a few decades, 1090 on the radio dial. And the voice of the Western Edge there, 1460 KLTC. We appreciate you very much, and we do have unending gratitude for you to tune in day in and day out and join the program. I'm going to get to the text because I don't want to give out the number and then not read your text. Many of you have sent a lot of them on different questions and topics we've been wrestling with today. To do that, 367 2054 for mine, or Todd's is 226-8503. You can also call us at 258-0550. That's the 701 number. You can use from anywhere, 258-0550. And you can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Most of this half hour, just for whatever's on your mind, I got to check in with my pal Dan Hammer up at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot. They got a big sale starting tomorrow. I want you to tell about it. And we might even talk a little Sioux hockey. Sorry, Todd, UND hockey.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, Kerry and Bismarck.
Fighting Hawk hockey?
Yeah, has been waiting to weigh in here, but let me get Kerry in first. Kerry, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You asked to hear from, from women who had experience with sexual assault. I am one of those women. And first of all, let me tell you that it took me 25 years to tell anyone what had happened, because I was told that people wouldn't believe me, that they would think it was my fault, that I had done something to cause the incident to happen.
Yeah, how sad. How old were you, Kerry?
12.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and I don't know what age is the right age, and I don't even remember with our daughters when we started having that conversation. Do you think if someone had told you before this happened that if anyone did something inappropriate to you, no matter what, you need to tell us, and they're probably going to tell you you won't be believed, they're going to tell you they'll harm you, and they'll tell you all that stuff, do you think you would have maybe done it differently?
Possibly. I just think, especially at that age, the coping skills that a person has aren't fully developed. And also, you're still in the mindset that, or at least I was, that if an adult says something's okay, then it's okay. And, deep inside, I knew that it wasn't right, but still, I didn't feel like, I had the right to kind of question that. And I think it's very good that, people are being encouraged to speak out if something like this happens. If the charges against these people are true, I hope that they are prosecuted to the full extent of the law. If they are not true, shame on these people who are making accusations, because they're making it harder for people who truly are victims of this kind of behavior to come forward and to be believed.
Yeah, and I tell you, there is a special place in hell for anyone that does this stuff to a child. It's just the most sick, unspeakable, horrible, awful thing. I can't even wrap my mind around it. It's just, to rob the innocence of a child in that way. It's so awful. And because somebody says 20 years later this happened to me, doesn't mean it didn't happen. I think you described perfectly how you could decide not to. I think men have a hard time understanding. I do, and not a 12-year-old, because I don't think it's impossible to know how a child would react if they didn't have the information and everything else. But I'm saying, Harvey Weinstein's victims. Let's use it as an example. Okay, these are grown women that are looking for roles in he's a powerful mogul, whatever, and they remain quiet about this. They own as much of this as he does. That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting. You know, that they would, because they're worried about what people say, or would they be believed, or are they going to get jobs anymore or anything else? My gosh, a job is more important than your own integrity and your own, I don't understand. I can't understand. That's why I've said, I hope that women can help me understand why a woman would choose to do that with someone and then not say anything about it. That's hard, but your example's a little different, because I think as a child, my gosh, there's just no way to know how one would act. But appreciate you calling, Carrie. Thank you for sharing that story. I'm sure it's not easy to talk about, so do appreciate that. Dan Hammer is here. I call him Hammer Time. Dan, of course, was a television sportscaster for decades, radio sportscaster as well, and covered it all. And he is part of the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables team now at their Minot location. And they got a mega sale going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hammer Time, how are you?
Scott, I am well. Nice to be with you again.
You as well. So, do I understand correctly that we're talking about, pool tables that starting at like $50 a month and hot tubs at $49.99 a month and just like ridiculous savings going on here for a few days?
You're exactly right, Scott. I mean, it's a great opportunity. You talk about the word gratitude and the fact that you are gracious to be able to come on the air each day and visit with your audience and the same thing for us in Minot and throughout our Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, family, Scott. We're thankful each day when we have a chance when a life walks in a door, not a customer, but when a life walks in the door and we have a chance to visit with them about the many benefits, physical, mental, relational benefits of a hot tub or of a sauna or the great fun with an old house and pool table. But yeah, this weekend with our fall clearance sale in Minot, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with our 5-year special financing opportunity for all your friends and our friends across North Central and Western North Dakota and the state, you could be playing on an old house and pool table in the next couple of weeks for as little as $50 a month. A great opportunity. I mean, your audience, Scott, hears Vince and Carson Wentz visit with them a lot about, again, the many health benefits of hot tubbing or sauna bathing. And this is a great opportunity this weekend in our fall clearance sale to be able to do it. And if you choose the financing route, of which many of our friends do, it's an opportunity to, have a sauna, have a hot tub, and start enjoying it and experiencing many of those benefits here real soon.
By the way, free financing, free money for 5 years, no interest financing for 5 years. I mean, that's why wouldn't you take advantage of that? When you can use that's free money for 5 years to just spread that payment out. And Dan's right. I mean, they do really treat people not as a customer, but rather as a life and to try and improve your life. And this works. I know this because for 2 years, we've had a hot spring spa in our backyard. My wife is better about this than I am, but she's in there a lot. You know, 15, 20 minutes a night, not a long time. Maybe three, four times a week. But I'll tell you, every time I do, I come out better than when I went in. And, you know, at 53, the aches and pains increase, 10, 20, 30 fold, right, year over year. And it really is. It's amazing. What do you tell your customers about the health benefits of a spa?
Well, of a hot tub, it's many. I mean, we're made of water, Scott, when you think about it. Our kidneys, our liver, our heart, our lungs, that old thing, dry as a bone, not so true, because our bones are made of water, too. So we're made of water, and we naturally respond to water. We're better above the water. We're better below the water. and we're better beyond the water, physically, mentally, relationally. And I have a lot of customers who begin the day. We think about relaxation, and maybe we do that at the end of the day. But I have a lot of my customers who will begin the day by getting in their hot tub for about 15 minutes, and it kind of gives them a jump start to the day. I have a lot of customers who get home from work, Scott, and we all have challenges and rewards with our work life and our home life. And I asked my customers, I said, you know what? Try this. When you get home from work, take 15 minutes and get in your hot tub, because that's going to kind of reset your day and get ready and leave behind the rewards and challenges of your work life and get ready for the evening and the rewards and sometimes challenges of your home life.
All right, well said. No question about it. See Dan Hammer and the entire team. By the way, there's clearance savings at all their stores, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo, and, of course, the big sale Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Hot Spring Spas Minot, where Dan Hammer time is, ladies and gentlemen. Go see him right next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway. See you, Dan.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Lynch Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 two-day meetings in Fargo and serving on one of four council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stutzman, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Stevie Dan music just makes me happy. I don't know any other way to say it. Just makes me happy. A female radio broadcaster said today that Senator Al Franken groped and kissed her without her consent during a 2006 trip abroad. Leanne Tweeden, a radio anchor for KABC in Los Angeles, said that Franken's misconduct came while they toured the Middle East to entertain military personnel in where? After they returned from the trip, she discovered a picture of the senator groping her as she slept. In response, Franken said in a statement, "I certainly don't remember the rehearsal for the skit in the same way." But I send my sincerest apologies to Leanne. As to the photo, it was clearly intended to be funny, but wasn't. I shouldn't have done it. Wow. So here again, why does the radio broadcaster, when this happened in 2006, tell us 11 years later?
Well, and how many others are going to come out of the woodwork now? And why have we waited?
See, I just detest this because I think it trivializes. Again, I don't know if what she's saying is true or not, but I'm saying by waiting 11 years, you have doubt, and then you allow other people to weaponize it. And like we see growing evidence of the Roy Moore situation to be, then doubt it. Who do you believe, folks? 258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. It's one busy team of auctioneers over there at Pipers, and they don't just do auctions. They do land management and do it really, really well. Really well. And given their breadth of knowledge in land management, obviously making sure you're getting the right market rent. They have a pretty good base to compare it with. That really helps you, plus just the hassle of it, right? If you want to retire, just let somebody else do it. They do it well. But coming up here at the end of the month, Stutzman County, 308 acres. Ward County, 800 acres, 240 in Pierce County, just some of the auctions on the docket. If you've been driving by Steele, North Dakota a lot lately, which I do a couple of times a week, they have that auction center there. You'll see a lineup of equipment Friday, December 1. That consignment auction is happening. Stop in there. Take a look. Good stuff. There's also a written bid lease on some land in Grand Forks County on the 1st of December, too. So there's just the next few weeks worth. Call them at 877-700-4099. Toll-free telephone number, 877-700-4099. Or go to Pipers.com. They'll send you out the catalog. One other quick note. Machinery auctions, equipment auctions, I guarantee you're going to get more for your money. You're going to get more for your equipment. You're going to get a better deal. They've perfected this now with the land auctions. They've taken that model, the online, the on-site, the marketing model to the machinery auctions, and they are now your go-to source for more money for your machinery. Just ask them. They'll give you example after example where they're getting more money. Call these guys, 877-700-4099. Texter, shouldn't Senator Franken then be kicked out of the Senate according to the Democrats? Exactly right. Exactly right. You should tell Dan Hammer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 and Vince that they should use a new slogan, Water is Life.
Catchy.
Well, the honest answer is water is life, but there again, water is right. Life was what the eco-terrorists were doing with the Dakota Access Pipeline was weaponizing the truth. Water is life. You know, the hypocrisy
well,
of them not...
Well, water is life, then what was the problem with water cannons? I mean, it's just shooting life.
Oh, boy. You really are stepping into it now. The fact that it didn't bother them, the trains with oil cars were rolling over the same water that had a worse safety record than pipelines do tells you the hypocrisy of it. Look, here's the bottom line. Let me tell you everything you need to know on who to believe. Dave Archambault and the eco-terrorists or folks on the other side of the industry. Tell you everything you need to know. This was a play for money. This was about dollars and cents. It's absolutely what it was. Wait till this lawsuit's done. Watch the facts. It's all about money for a lot of groups. Ways to get money. It had nothing to do with water. It was about cash. Cold, hard cash. Tetris says, with the announcement today about Al Franken, let's see how long it takes Mitch McConnell to make a statement that Franken's not appropriate to be in the Senate and kick him out. Similar to his threats of what he plans to do with Roy Moore, if Roy Moore's elected. I doubt it will happen. I doubt it will happen, too, but it should. And that's why Republicans are knee knockers. It goes soft at the knees, especially leadership. And they're like, oh, Roy Moore, I think something bad happened. Don't tell him to resign. All you got to say is, look, I want to know the facts so the people of Alabama can make their decision. I have no idea what this text means, but it says that there are only two kinds of countries in the world, those that use the metric system and those that have been to the moon. I think I got to think about that a long time. I think it's basically saying what we believe. And that is the United States is the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Well, the metric system is so great, how come the CFL still uses yard lines?
Sometimes I have to believe, this is a different texture, sometimes I have to believe that this is all the snow job. I can't see 12 women all of a sudden showing up in this guy's 50-year political career. The woman that the lawyer bought out, she had to read it off a piece of paper what happened to her 40 years ago. If that happened to a person, you think they'd be able to just read it off the top of their mind. The New Jersey senator should be thrown out right now. You don't hear anything of the biased media. And as far as his opponent, he said this morning, I really don't think I have to add anything. Of course he doesn't, because the media is doing the job for him. I hope he wins no matter what he did, just to show the swamp a thing or two. And I'll take that back about winning no matter what he's done, because if he's done these types of things, I think that is horrible. So I don't know if that's appropriate. Another thing, if the media would have gone after Bill Clinton after what he did, he'd have never had two terms as president. True statement. Reference the Franken photo. I can hear a bunch of liberal voices all the way from Minnesota and D.C. saying that's different. He will get a pass. Another text here. No DAPL was about cash. Look at Kevin Gilbert and his GoFundMe. Well, I'm telling you, the evidence is everywhere. Another text. I think Roy Moore is being set up. I also think these women are being paid by the Democrats. It's the swamp. Like Rush would say, don't doubt me on this. Very sad. Love your show, Russ. Russ, we love you. Thank you very much. Andy says, sweet dance moves. If this radio thing doesn't work out, at least you know you can dance for a living. Thank you, Andy. I'm very proud of that. Air guitar. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Piper's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Piper's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Todd Moon said I can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine and one more ship who is near. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard.
Sorry for any repetition in this comment, but because I've been in and out of the car and listening a little bit. Basically, you had an older lady call the other day and say, you know, well, some of these people got to use the guys that they got into it with. But here we're talking 40 years later, okay? It's not acceptable, don't get me wrong. But just how much of it is exaggerated. The lady that was crying on TV 40 years later after living a good life, kids, grandkids, a whole family, now all of a sudden it's just too much for her to tolerate any longer. I don't get it. And on top of it, as you said the other day, he's been elected how many times, and none of this ever came out. Just too much fishiness. Bye.
Appreciate the call and all the texts and emails and questions today on the question of who do you believe. And it is everywhere around us. You know, we didn't even talk about tax reform today. I think it's probably the most important thing Congress is dealing with right now that could potentially lift us out of this, you know, stagnant growth that we've been in for far too long, coming out of the Obama malaise, you know, left over from the Carter-like malaise. The tax reform. And you have Democrats running around talking about how horrible this is, how awful this is, not going to do what they're saying. Republicans saying, you know, look, we do this and the economy will grow. We will have more jobs. You'll have wage growth. You'll have, so, you know, you got to decide who you believe there. And we're trying to put as much information out there for you to believe, to have enough information to know what to believe. And that's what we'll continue to do. Certainly on all of the sexual harassment allegations swirling, the latest being Al Franken. Now that's a new one to add to the mix. The Uranium One deal. You know, I want to do more on that. We're still not done with the DAPL, folks. We got a lawsuit going on. We got all, you know, many, many things. So we'll continue to do our part here. We're going to switch gears and talk about something a little more fun today, and that's snowplows. New gizmos to make plowing snow better. I don't know about you, but I love it. The new director of the Department of Transportation, Tom Sproul, is going to join us in a moment. But first, Todd's going to tell us about Stem Cell Health Institute. Tell me more, Todd.
Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. 7 hours are on the way in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. You're just a short drive. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, like me, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or joint pain, must attend, must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars are on the way. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560 or you can go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com and start living life once again.
Darn right. Tim and Belleville, I get one call in before we go to our guest, and then we're going to switch gears and talk about what's up and what's new at the DOT in North Dakota. Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, about an hour ago, you had that one caller call in about Judge Moore being disbarred twice, and he said he was more concerned about that than about these current accusations. Well, he's disbarred for standing up against gay marriage and for failure to remove the Ten Commandments from someplace. And that's more concerning to that person than these accusations. That's the problem. People on the other side, they don't have a grasp of what really is important in this life and what isn't. And it's what they view as important is the only thing, and any lie or anything will justify it.
Tim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And I know people that I would consider one of us, if you will, who look at what Judge Moore did when he, you know, did defy the law, did defy, in some people's eyes, the Constitution, and was wrong to do it. In other words, went too far. It's one thing to believe what you believe. It's like me and the whole issue of the pro-life thing. I will never believe that Roe versus Wade was lawful, but you have to recognize that it is sadly lawful until we change it, right? And he went a step further. He said, "I'm gonna do that on my own." Some people who even are conservatives and like him disagree with that. I get that, but I also don't think that's a reason to say, "Well, now he's guilty in this case at all." So take your point. Appreciate your call. Let's welcome our next guest, Tom Sorrell. Our first chance to catch up with him now leads the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Tom, thanks for joining us. And what's on your mind? How are you?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Great to be here. I'm doing great.
How long have you been on the job now?
You know, I came in August, so about 3 to 4 months. So, yeah.
And you came to us from Minnesota, as I recall, right?
Yeah, I was the Minnesota DOT commissioner, actually, for a while, shortly after I came into that role after the collapse of the 35W bridge. And I did that for 4 to 5 years. And I did a few other things in between, and now I'm here.
What about North Dakota and this position most excited you to throw your hat in the ring?
You know, I knew that I knew a little bit about North Dakota and the DOT here, and I knew there's some exciting things going on here. And, you know, I talked with the governor about his agenda, and I just thought it'd be a really good fit. I think North Dakota's positioned pretty well to do some very innovative and creative things in the future, and I just wanted to be part of that. So it was a great opportunity.
You know, I'm really excited to see what a Burgum administration ultimately is going to look like 4 or 8 years down the road, you know, because the energy and the vision of Doug Burgum is almost unmatched in North Dakota. I mean, you can maybe if you want to be generous, you could put 10 people in a category to accomplish what he has. Small town, Arthur, North Dakota, you know, just the steps he made. Great Plains, then Microsoft, then philanthropist, then, you know what, I think I'll run for governor. I mean, it's really very, very unique anywhere in the country, let alone here. I mean, as a member of his cabinet, as the head of an agency, do you sense that he has some traits that many other governors do not?
Oh, no question about it. You know, and that, I'll be honest with you, that was part of the appeal for me to come here. I really, when I first talked to him, some of that, I think, rubbed off on me a little bit, and I had a strong desire to be part of that, and you're spot on with that. And I saw it with some of the other cabinet leaders that I met when I first came here. And I will share with you, you know, his thoughts about how to get the cabinet agencies to all work together for the good of the citizens of this state is something I've never seen anywhere before. And that's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting to see that. And I think we can be a stronger government. Because of all the cabinet agencies working together. So it's exciting.
What's your job? What's your most important function every day?
Well, like, you know, as a DOT director, you have a lot of things going on. But part of our role is driver's licensing, motor vehicle, the engineering piece as well. But I think if you ask me my number one priority here, it's the safety of our citizens and making sure the roadway's safe, And we, you know, whether it's through our snowplow operations or the day-to-day activities that you see out there, our number one priority is to make sure our people are safe in whatever they do, and then make sure they can have the right mobility options that they need to have to get to where they need to be. And, you know, the bottom line is I always talk about quality of life. We're here to improve our citizens' quality of life, and that's our prime responsibility as a DOT.
There is new snowplow that's been in the news of late, and I actually saw one of the legislative tours of this. Tom Campbell's a friend of mine, state senator, that's a candidate for the Republican nomination for Senate right now, and I remember him going to an event and seeing one of these, taking a picture of it, and I was like, tell me about it. And he went on and on and on, talking about how incredible it was, and really got me all excited about it. It's one of the reasons we wanted to schedule you to talk about this, because I didn't know you can reinvent a snowplow. To me, a snowplow would be about a snowplow, but I guess if you can reinvent a phone, you can reinvent a snowplow. What's new about these snowplows you're using? Or they call them tow plow, right?
Right. Well, I will tell you, it's amazing what's happening in that field. If you go in a snowplow today, it's like going in a cockpit of a plane. There's joysticks in there. The operators have a lot of control so that the materials are spread at certain rates, and really helps make us more efficient. And then You're spot on. You know, we've added tow plows to some of our plows where you essentially drag the plow behind you and it shifts to the left or the right, and it allows you to cover a lot more area as you're going down the roadway. And we can get on the interstate and actually cover the entire width of the interstate using these tow plows. And it's pretty efficient, and it seems counterintuitive that would work, but it does. We're using these all over the state, and it's a great technology that we have here in North Dakota. We should be proud of it.
You mentioned also earlier the licensing function that the DOT has. I was having dinner the other day at the Oasis truck stop, the Staymart, off I-94 and the Bismarck Expressway. And there's this big yellow ginormous box there. And, you know, it says NDDOT on it. I'd heard previously that you guys have these new way of getting the tabs for your vehicle, but it was the neatest thing. I wish I would have videoed it, because it was looked to me like a grandson helping a grandfather get his tabs, right? And and you know, he probably got it in the mail and he just wanted to get it, but I thought, how cool is that? There's grandpa getting his tabs, not standing in some ginormous line at the DMV, but doing it from a kiosk electronically. It was really cool. Are those a game changer for what you do?
They're definitely a game changer, and we're looking to do more things like that. But those kiosks you're talking about have proven to be pretty successful, and we've been encouraging that. And in fact, when people come in our own building here at the DOT, we'll go down now and then and check out the lines and encourage people to use those kiosks when it's available. So it's definitely a game changer, and I think it's it's something we continue to explore and look at the ways we can provide efficiencies in that particular function.
If you have a question or comment for our guest, Tom Sorrell, he's the new head of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550, or shoot me a text and we'll get him a question that way at 367-2054, 367-2054. Someone said, ask him about ND Moves. What's ND Moves?
ND Moves is an effort we have. We call it active transportation planning. We've been doing a series of workshops across the state. And what we're trying to do is integrate bicycling, pedestrian movements, rolling. By that, we mean skateboards or rollerblades, things like that. We're trying to integrate all those in our transportation planning process so that when we ultimately do projects or put activities out there where we're trying to improve the mobility for our citizens, that we incorporate those kinds of things. And this is fairly unique. Most states don't integrate that in their planning process, and ultimately it leads to specific projects in those communities that kind of give people options on how they want to move around. So that's the basic premise of it. And so far we've done several workshops, and they've been pretty successful.
So essentially it doesn't mean your job is less about what's on the highways and more about somebody on a bike or walking or rolling, but that they all ought to be integrated, and there ought to be a plan to, I would imagine, if nothing else, just to make sure that one hand knows what the other hand is doing to keep it safe, right?
That's exactly right. We're looking for integration. We're looking for integration of these kind of options for people, so that if you want to ride your bike to work or to perform a particular recreational activity, you have that option, as well as get in your car and get on the road. So
makes
we're
sense.
Trying to integrate all these activities.
More of our chat after this, folks.
Hi, Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, and online at hotspringnv.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yeah, definitely a bonus. The Hot Springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier, the cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your Hot Spring Spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, online at hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Simple as a stop at Mandan or Frontier, just south of Fargo, High Plains Apache. You'll have the sprayer. And not just any sprayer, an Apache sprayer. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. North and South Dakota locations, two as close to us, are Mandan, crossing the old Bonanza, which soon will be Culver's, and then also Frontier, exit 60, south of Fargo and I-29. Businessman sprayer is what we call it because it's the best. Best warranty. Best operator comfort, just the best. Resale value is incredible on these. Check out some of the used ones right now at HighPlainsApache.com and, of course, the parts you need, too. At High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Continuing our chat with the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation on What's on Your Mind Today, Tom Sorrell. By the way, Lynn Helms will join us tomorrow. Plus, the AARP is going to be here. Do you know there's veterans that are being scammed? That disgusts me. Disgusts me. But it's happening. And DOT is going to tell, or rather, AARP is going to tell us about that tomorrow on the program. Lynn Helms with the new numbers. I think that story by Amy Dalrymple you're seeing about the flaring is rife with some misinformation and some hyperbole. And I like Amy. She's a good reporter. But I want to ask Lynn about that. Also, we'll be in Grafton Monday. Governor Doug Burgum will be our guest. Among our topics, the Main Street Initiative. He'll be in Grafton and Langdon on Monday, Devil's Lake and Jamestown on Tuesday, I believe. But we're going to be along for the ride Monday, Grafton and Langdon. And the governor will join us. And he'll be in Bismarck. First International Bank of Trust is building the most amazing bank, and we're going to be broadcasting live, telling you about all the progress of that Tuesday in Bismarck. So there's a little preview on what we're doing. All right, more of our chat now with Tom Sorrell, North Dakota Department of Transportation Director. Here's Ed in Minot with a question for Tom. Go ahead, Ed.
Good morning. I'd first like to welcome Tom to the greatest state in the United States. I live in Minot, and in 2011, we had a catastrophic flood, which basically cut our city in two. So the people on the north side had almost no access to personal services, groceries, supplies, or whatever. We had one way in and out, which was US 83 bypass, which it was a nightmare, to say the least. Well, on the east side of town, it's United States Highway 2, US 2, was inundated with water, too, but it was only about maybe half to three-quarters of a mile. So what I would like to see is them to construct that road high enough to occur a traffic during that we were at another flood like that, because it was a challenge just to get across town back. That's what I got.
All right, Tom.
Yeah, Ed, that's a great point, you know, and I've been up there a few times since I've been here, and I've seen a lot of what you're talking about, and I think you're spot on with that. And one of the things we're trying to do here at the DOT when we have these catastrophic situations, particularly the flooding, you know, in the past we've probably gone back and just fixed it. We're trying to fix it in such a way so that if we incur these situations in the future, we don't have that, whether it's raise the road or put bigger culverts in, whatever the case may be. And I think we're trying to take a more proactive approach instead of just going back and rebuilding what we had. And so we're trying to be responsive to exactly what you're talking about. So that's a pretty good point.
Thank you. I just would like to bring it to somebody's attention. It would create a lot easier for everybody in the area. You know, even you couldn't go east to Rugby because the road was blocked, you know, so.
Right, exactly.
Just my view. I appreciate your services and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I want to ask you about something I heard about from somebody recently, too, related to something called these water transfer lines. They're basically used in the Bakken. They're temporary. They lay flat, and they get water to where it's needed for the fracking process. And the way it was explained to me is it's just revolutionary in how many trucks are off the road as a result of this. So less wear on the roads, less, dust, and you know the roads are safer and really working good, but they said the permit process is very difficult and they don't understand why, because this should be something the DOT would absolutely love. What would you say to that?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty familiar with this topic. I've met with these folks to talk through this issue, and there is a concern that they have that's very legitimate, and you're absolutely right when they say they're taking a lot of these water trucks off the road, and you know, it minimizes dust problems, all that stuff. That's absolutely right as well. So we are working with them to solve the, they have some permitting issues that they're working with, and it's largely jurisdictional. It's because these water transfer lines are running through multiple jurisdictions. Part of it's ours, part of it's some local jurisdictions, and there's a little inconsistency in how we're all permitting this. And so We're kind of trying to take a leadership role with the industry and making sure that the permitting process as consistent as it can be and kind of minimize the things that they need to do. And I think I'm pretty optimistic that we can resolve it so they can do what they need to do to minimize the truck traffic and that kind of thing. It does have a, you're absolutely right, it does have a very positive impact, and we want to work with them to help them move that forward. So
I'll leave you with one from a listener via text that we're not going to have time for your answer on, but we can do this one next time. This will just ensure we get to do this again. It says, would this fella design roads around Fargo? Why aren't roads designed in Fargo better to reduce flooding? We get a couple of inches and there is water everywhere. So we'll tackle road design next time, Tom, but thanks for joining us today. This was interesting.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Tom Sorrell, North Dakota DOT Director, our guest on What's On Your Mind. See you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.